With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The Senate rejecting an effort to halt the Trump administration's war against Iran. Here's correspondent Greg Clugston.
Senate Republicans voted down a war powers resolution that would restrict President Trump's ability to continue major combat operations against Iran. The vote fell mostly along party lines. It was a sign of early GOP public support for a conflict that has rapidly spread across the Middle East. Democrats complain that the war is not justified and that there's no clear U.S. exit strategy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
No let up to the trash talk coming out of Iran. The foreign minister there says the United States would, quote, bitterly regret sinking an Iranian warship. Elon Musk has been on the hot seat that in a shareholder trial over his Twitter stock. More on the story from correspondent Mike Hempen.
The lawsuit accuses Musk of making false and misleading statements that drove down the stock price before he bought Twitter for $44 billion in 2022. The shareholders who filed the lawsuit sold their stock between May and October when Musk's purchase closed. When asked by the plaintiff's lawyer why he didn't tweet about his decision to buy Twitter and purchase stock, Musk said he didn't think it was quote-unquote material. Musk said he has bought stock in many companies and not posted about it. When he did post about it, Twitter's stock jumped 27% in one day, a figure Musk said sounded high. I'm Mike Hempen.
More trouble for the Catholic Church. A new investigation into the Diocese of Providence, Rhode Island, finds an estimated 75 priests who allegedly abused more than 300 kids since 1950. Investigators say the diocese often moved accused priests to minimize the scandal. SRN News. A lot of kids are indeed on TikTok.
A new report from the Pew Research Center finds that nearly 70% of adolescents ages 13 to 17 use the social media platform, and about one in five American teens say they are on it constantly. Child protection advocates say that's a big problem, accusing TikTok of allowing content that sexualizes minors and could lead them to be sex trafficked. A number of states have been investigating the platform over possible harm to kids. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new push to overturn gay marriage. Now, Focus on the Family, the American Family Association, and several other Christian ministries are joining the Greater Than campaign. It hopes to see the Supreme Court reverse its 2015 decision legalizing same-sex unions. The group, Them Before Us, which is organizing the campaigns, is behind that. It says a number of states are working to change it. This is SRN News. The Defense Department officials say the United States military has enough munitions by far to continue operations against Iran. Undersecretary of War for Policy Elbridge Colby says the strategic goal in Tehran is to leave the U.S. better off under a range of possible outcomes.
The president has directed the United States Armed Forces to conduct a military campaign with a focus on degrading and destroying the Islamic Republic of Iran's ability to project military power in the region and potentially beyond. And that is specifically focused in particular on the missile and one-way attack drone capabilities and production of the Islamic Republic and the Navy, the naval forces.
He was the master of the one-liner, always getting lots of laughs, but he was also a great coach as well. Lou Holtz died at the age of 89. More details, srnnews.com.